ṣiṣẹ́ olú aṣọ.
Arẹwà Damiláre, aka Getman.
And the familiar voice, your host, Barry Adigun. Welcome back to the show, guys.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm not talking to you guys, I'm talking to people.
Okay.
The listener.
What is that? Good day. I'll be listening to.
You've been listening to yourself.
Living.
Actually, I'm here with some of my biggest supporters since this thing started. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Today's an episode of Friends. Now, who don't watch Friends for you?
I am, no.
Not my bro.
Of course. Have you not seen Friends?
No, I haven't.
She won't see Friends.
That kind of thing.
Daddy, welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show. As they've introduced themselves, I have the familiar voice, my guy, my bro. Next, what you do?
One love, man.
And the beautiful and gorgeous, ever glowing Celestina, my sponsor. We have Sherlock Holmes, the brainy 300 IQ man. I wish she said, oh, no, I should.
No good advice, baby. You're a better IQ, okay?
He passed 300, he passed out. Welcome to the show, boss.
Yeah.
I still get an episode in mind with you. I think we talked about recording an episode.
Yeah, I'm trying.
About what?
What's it concerned?
You've never told me that we record special episodes, so stop.
When you called it, so that's what I was looking at. You. Because the things that we've discussed about this podcast, let me just.
I can't even believe that. So you, there's no niche just, that I can't
just
talk about.
Just hold on to your biggest supporter.
So
that
way you think I'm being there.
Just hold on to your biggest supporter.
There's a niche. Don't worry.
I didn't laugh.
Wait, make I introduce you first, Mr. Arewa. From the sun itself, you see that there's something going on. Like,
a beauty now, Arewa, do you mind?
Don't be right. Arewa, Oluwa Damiláre.
Boss!
My brother, special bro.
Thank you.
Always fun to be with. I mean, I think this is Alex Pro Max. He guys must have met Alex and how much of a clown he is. But this one is clownless of all clowns.
Cheap clown.
Cheap clown. Chat, take a
finish, no good.
Take a miss in this episode. Guys, I've honestly missed everyone here since we met at NFS.
It's been long,
bro. Almost a decade.
Yeah. So I didn't call it 11.
So that was how like it for you, like when they said like they're going to you.
It was actually a random Sunday. And my mommy said I'm going to 11 the next day.
My own random.
My own was very random. Like I was like, I did not even make my hair. That's when I brought more rubber hair. Sheo is very stupid. But I said laughing. I think he said something about my hair.
You know what? The day she resumed, I thought I was sitting down in front. I thought I was sitting down behind me. Though she said she was not excited, but when she met or she asked me if I knew something about this hair or something, our first discussion was like she was feeling too excited and I felt like,
bro,
forget about the discussion.
But then,
I saw how she was walking into class.
Let me describe what she wore. She wore black, she wore on green net kind of
thing. Yeah, because I wasn't.
Yeah, you remember?
Which one jeans?
She wore that green net kind of
thing. Yeah.
She was guiding me, I was like, I don't know what led to us saying I'm from Ife or something. So became excited, but she came rather like she said, she came with on Tata
Jane. It wasn't Tata, it was just weird.
I you cannot deny it. How was it for you when they told you like people are coming to UK with levels? You were definitely happy that
Let me describe
I have the memory of the first day I met you.
I know you, but let me describe it. So as any college came to our school that time for one entrance exam, I think we went to
my school.
So everybody with the entrance exam, they're okay, you probably qualify you and likes like that.
Yeah.
So it became a thing of fun amongst us that guy, you go to Ascending College, it was like a course, like you go to Ascending College. So it was like It was like that amongst us. So then I didn't pick OAU. I picked where I sent me and I couldn't stay at home. And that was the next other option. So I just decided to explore the Cambridge level stuff.
Ketsman, how did you feel when they said, okay, they are going for English?
Well, initially, sir, I didn't want to come for the day. Yeah, I went to the exam. But after I wrote my OAU post-student exam, and the result came out that night.
Thank God.
Overall, sir, the post-student. I had was even two or three or something.
The chain of course your score, you know what's the call.
What did you get for UIB? At least I just any idea. I know the money. So they don't have to pick me up. Because myself, I don't do pass myself. I do one study medicine with children. So I had to just
wait, go. Wait, there was a point in your life that you had to
I said,
you had to go.
Thank God! Thank God I didn't go for medicine.
So,
I had to just go back to my. And I was happy. I passed this A-level, Cambridge, blah, blah, blah. I had to just go back to the option. Okay, let me try this A-level. Because they convinced, they said, okay, that after you pass A-level, you're just going to try
it. Yeah.
Like, I thought it was just something simple. So I was like, okay, you'll find that I'll be able to catch up with my guys that are
already
in the and stuff. I paid for the exam, I read the exam, I didn't even see my name.
The Cambridge exam.
Allah.
You did not see it or you not go and check.
I did not go and check.
You used the right test, bro. Why you not go and check? You're obvious now, you know you did there.
Now you know that one.
You start. Back to the first night I met our host. The night I met this guy, but he was reading biology textbook, Cambridge textbook, not the regular Cambridge. The red Cambridge textbook, you know that book.
Yeah. The complex one.
He doesn't go for the easy one. Mm-hmm. We just resumed the question that the teacher said. What are you doing with the rest? Shame you get this guy there, they read, they highlight, they shape, they write explanation inside textbook. Like person writes textbook, explain. You say no, this explanation is not enough.
I want to do my own.
But honestly, Cambridge was fun because at first I wasn't excited because just another learning. And when it comes to academic learning for me, I'm not always enthusiastic. Shame now zero. Shame you get.
Don't get the brain.
Go ahead.
Don't get that.
I don't get the brain. But I would like to say Cambridge is just generally more like educated.
Yes. It changes apart from
even the way you read.
Apart from the knowledge that you gain. Apart from the knowledge that you gain, it changes the way you view things.
If I have a kid, I would really like try putting through the A levels program. Like just that, like 6 months or 8 months of learning was way more than my 3 years of
senior secondary.
So do you think the kind of tutors that we had?
I think
want to send them to levels and in other schools they don't teach them to pass. Study is not there because a big part of me liking Cambridge was some of the teachers that
what I was trying to say, like, all the people that didn't like gain admission in university, they were still like tremendous smart
people.
Don't forget this KKD was our prayer coordinator.
Which one be someone like
you? Give me one pass. Like, evangelize to me. Give me one. You say, for God so loved you.
In the beginning was the word.
And the word was
God. And the word was God. Okay.
Well, I said it was fun. Who were you crushing on back then? I wasn't crushing.
He was crushing on me now.
Why you guys say Mwokolo?
It was Alex. It was Alex. It was you, Alex. Everybody
put your crush.
Who was your crush?
No, like. Oje.
Okay, that's
it.
You can talk.
Was part of the ginger then, it was part of the fun. So it was like there was a time I resumed the hands, which were like very close. You know, there were various people that we all rolled it at the particular point, very close to this person. So I think there was a point that I was asked to very close.
So it's cool. Until Bridget cuts Rogia eyes.
Oh, everybody cuts Rogia. She only wanted to taste waters.
Come get sweet man. With the way he did try, he said, go.
And then, yes,
it was stylish. Don't lie, it was stylish. And I want to toot my own horn. Where's the stylish?
Who was that?
Okay, in contrast to that, I feel like everyone has grown now.
Yeah.
Everyone has had a taste of the adult life.
Yeah.
Who never tasted adult food for you?
Raise up your hand now.
If you know where to have a taste. I don't do past this.
Okay.
Let's start. But tell us, what has it been like? Most especially like in contrast to that time that we were so oblivious of a lot of things.
Yes. For adulthood, I don't know, been up and down for me compared to that time. There are a lot of stuff on the plate for me. Like, there are expectations, there are stuff I think I need to do, there are things.
Like, right now, ba.
Yeah, definitely.
I think.
I need to have money.
Who's expecting you to have money?
Myself! I'm the one expecting myself to have money.
So that,
trying to balance life with my work life. I'm trying to still keep up with friends. For someone that like keeping up with friends. And still, no, I
like keeping up with friends.
I do.
How many friends have you made?
Other than my colleagues at work, I think I've made like 2 or 3 friends in the world. I mean, that's a win. I mean, yeah. Because I've not made friends in years.
Welcome, guys. My name is Celestine, and I listen to No Filters with Barry on Spotify. Subscribe and like, and don't forget to turn on your notification. Thank you.
Alex, talk about how adulthood has been for you.
In past years, man, adulthood has been really tough. As I said earlier, like, those that are for you. That's just it.
That's not
a lot. I've faced a lot of things, but people can't really relate based on maybe how I was before or something like that. So I lost my dad on the 1st of January 2022. So that was like a very devastating thing. And since then, it's been really tough, but thank God still.
Gratitude. How everything been right now? Where is space for gratitude? Which I have to thank God. I'm always looking for
something.
That's been,
There's always something.
There's always something, bro. That time that we met, I was really young. I actually felt like I knew some things that time. Not like academically, based on life. I thought I was really pondering on the essence of life. But I didn't know there's even still more bigger things in store waiting for me. Like, and that's usually been adulthood for me. A series of shockers. So tough. Lot of tough times, little joy. And it's even tougher being in Nigeria.
Many things they will be saying that are set back. I listened to something on audio on Twitter or something. Someone said, okay, what's the sense of the work you are doing? That after they pay your salary, if you force it, you can't even use the money to treat yourself.
The money will open it.
You don't pay your hospital bills. So which kind of work with that one?
So you have there to talk about it.
Just like everyone else. What I just want us to know is that we should, like, at this moment, with the current economy and everything, we should just learn how to just take our financial life very serious.
Not
that. Because that one did very important.
No, you ever let money finish for
you. You go eat yourself.
So the only thing you learned about like adult life is never going broke.
Because this money, what if this money go cost? It will go far.
Money is important.
It will go.
I do not argue with that. Money is important. hands. At the end of the day, value.
Like you create value for yourself.
Yes, create not even only for yourself, add a value to
other people's life. Yeah, yeah.
If you add value, if you create value, the money will come on its own. I wish Shadow become like really silent as soon they come closer to
you. Get like Bobby wardrobe.
Oh yeah, I wish Shadow was like, what has adults would be like?
Passion that you talked about, I think, and sorry, you talked about value, I'm not talking about passion. The value that you want to add, I think normally comes from a place of passion, most times. Like what you're passionate about, you want to like help people get there, you want to teach people, you want to add value to people, you want to ask people. But most times, you are not in the financial state of chasing or adding value yet. Because you need to add value to yourself before you even dissipate value to others. But you are not yet in the financial state to even add value to yourself. You cannot afford to add value because now you want to learn this, you want to learn that, because you want to know it more, so that you can. So because of that, you need to like run, you need to just learn minute things. So someone said something about you have to, if you cannot chase your passion yet, just learn a skill, get money. When you get your money, go and fuel your passion. Go and fuel your passion. But you now say you want to chase your passion, you become overwhelmed at the point because it just become like, they are not yet respecting you for the passion or the value that you are bringing, because you cannot even afford to put yourself in that stage yet. Sometimes you come for this event and you have to pay for tickets, and you cannot afford to even pay for tickets to put yourself in that
event.
So that kind of thing. So aside that, over time, for my own adult, over time, there always be like everything will happen. It's a series of stages that will happen one after the other, and this one must come after this one, definitely. Get that kind of stuff. It was always like you finish primary school, you enter secondary school, from secondary school you enter university, from university.
No way, that's the one I always last.
From service, you get a job, but then
you don't get a job like this.
Calm down.
You don't have a job, man.
From secondary school, I went to assembly. I did not plan that. Branch. I entered university. So that was very straight road. I branched from here. I entered university. University. Strike. 4 years.
Seven years.
So I just say that it has not been that smooth or straight road that we thought about it to be.
Yes.
So it's just like
I thought it should be.
Yeah. So it's just like up down. But I missed everything. I've found out that I've been picking myself up. Like everything that happens.
Just have to pick
yourself up. Someone said I don't know. I was conversing with someone. The person said something around we have adapted the game. I just said like the Nigeria that we are. If fuel price enter 1,000 tomorrow, we will adapt. I will buy fuel. I will buy.
$67 per liter. Now we are buying 950.
We will complain. But as a Nigerian that we are, we will adapt, because we've already seen that our protest might not get to anything. So just do your day like that.
You can't hear our voice.
Like a man said something. He said we Nigerians will complain almost about everything, and it's true. Don't have sub now. Maybe you have that. Maybe you just subscribe. In the next 2 days, you know that your data is about to be
exhausted.
You said, where are you? But you go still do one.
You said this meme of complain and still buy it.
Buy it now.
Or find face and still buy it.
Right now.
Isn't that you buy it now or you squeeze face now?
Still buy it. In addition to that, again, I feel like our parents, especially let me just say fathers, were passing messages to probably maybe their male child. I don't know if they do it to female children too, but they were passing some kind of quiet messages.
Send any messages
to male children. I would explain some things to you. It's like you coming impromptu to want something like, I need this
thing. I need that kind of
thing. And immediately, they don't want you to be like, it's as soon as you ask, I can get it so easily like that. They first let you struggle. Some people don't experience it though. Yeah. But they just let you go through that phase of, you're a guy, calm down. You cannot just ask for something now and you get it. And then, funny enough, they might even give you that same day, or you just get it that same day, or they don't let you know that.
Compared to your sister,
you don't do things like that. You don't just ask for a few things like that. So why not? But then you'll be looking at it like, you gave back to me. Why are you doing that?
Why are you doing this?
But as time goes on, you see, your chakra will just spoil one day. Did your cord tell you that I was going to spoil that day? No, but because you have to charge. So now I know how it feels when something just suddenly happens, all this impromptu kind of stuff. I don't know if you watched this Gilmore skit about the mother. I went to see the child in boarding school. And he was ashamed to see his mother because his mother came with like she trekked to the place, she carried food, everything. So he was ashamed to meet the mother and everything. And someone quoted, I think he liked that tweet. Someone quoted the tweet and said something about, if you say that your parents are not your like retirement plan, like you being your parents' retirement plan, or you taking care of your parents later on in life and everything, and you say that you are against it, it was like God will punish you. And I think I quoted that tweet and I was like, amen. Because if your father take all of this money that he's spending on you, and he goes to invest in several things, he's going to have more money. He's going to have more money, and he'll be okay. I just give an example of when you come with impromptu billings. Mm-hmm. And they complain, they squeeze face, but
they will still
give it to you.
Another point I want us to talk about based on adulthood is that, okay, let's say like when we were growing up, the things that were like toxic things that you might not know, because it's me now. I realize there are some things I need to unlearn. I don't know if you get, even though if you want to be unique, you want to be yourself, you still have to like put yourself in a position of consideration, like consideration for the other party, or just being polite.
Now, I've suited this thing too, and it's about joking your way out of things. I tweeted one thing, I said, me, I'm chandlering my way out of things.
That kind of thing.
You know in French, Chandler tries, exactly. So you try anything that is uncomfortable for him, like this, he just jokes his way around it. So he doesn't like to face the reality like that. He doesn't like to face that reality. So once that reality wants to eat him, he just finds a way of joking away. So he just jokes with things. And at the same time too, I think playing safe too. As minutes. People say take risk and everything, but I'm cheap of playing safe. I will not necessarily calculated risk like that. But I was not someone to want to take that big risk. I'm always in that safe zone if I go and do this thing, I've already thought about the consequences in many ways, in all of the consequences that can happen. Not taking risk like that and then joking my way out of things.
Daddy, which habits you don't unlearn?
As this Nigerian be so like this, it doesn't look as if it should get better anytime soon. According to...
It never look like this now.
So things are getting so... Let's just assume things are still going to get worse. Imagine things getting more wild, things getting worse more than this.
Imagine petrol being 1.5.
Imagine if petrol being 2,000 per liter.
Bro, most likely it's going there.
I just say, she do what's best for us. She does what's best for us. She keep pushing, she don't stop. She keep surviving. She's not going to be good if, after all the surviving, you don't enjoy the fruit of whatever it is that. Living healthy life.
That is very important.
Living healthy life so that you can reap all this hard work that you are doing now. And this is our young age. We still have the energy to explore. So we can explore things, find what works, and stick to it. And aside from 9 to 5, please have other courses, man. Jama is real.
Alright guys, thank you for joining us, and if you listened so far, I mean, thumbs up to you. Take care, bye bye.
Subscribe.
Alright, where is that? She's